One, two, three, four. Okay. Yes.
Not you.
I'm ready. You're the guy that was giving me all that trouble about this time. Okay. Welcome to the old marble stage for the first day of the 51st Florida Folk Festival. And I'm not going to... Yay! How about that? All right. Okay, and I'm not going to run my mouth a lot so they can get started. This is Skin and Bones, and they do traditional music, stories, and dance all around the South, and they're made up of Tommy Bledsoe, Joy, how do you say it, Joy?
D'Elia.
And Bob Parsons, and they all come from St. Augustine. So make them welcome, please, Skin and Bones.
Thank you very much. Good morning to everybody, and welcome to the old marble stage here. We appreciate y'all coming out here, and it's a beautiful morning. This is the kind of weather that makes us appreciate when the sun comes out. It's great just to have a nice, cool morning to start off with, and this is a great spring morning. So we're going to do a song that talks about springtime, and since we're from St. Augustine, we're going to sing about springtime in St. Augustine. And this has a part for you, too. Has a chorus you can sing along on. Springtime in St. Augustine again. With a fishing hole just around the bend. And I ain't seen a better day, and I don't know when.
Well, springtime. I have. It's coming.
And then there's another part. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Good. Well, that's your part, too. And Joy will give you a signal here when it's time to do that. We'll kick it off here and sing a chorus.
Follow
first.
The karaoke.
We'll start with the chorus. Oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine again, with a fishing hole just around the bend. And I ain't seen a better day, and I don't know when. Oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine again. Get ready for the hallelujah. Well, the bees are buzzing, hallelujah. Birds are loving, hallelujah. Springtime in St. Augustine again. There's warm rain falling, hallelujah. Whippoorwill calling, hallelujah. Springtime in St. Augustine again. Springtime. Oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine again. Fishing hole, with a fishing hole just around me. Ain't seen a better day, and I ain't seen a better day, and I don't know when. Oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine again. Squealing, hallelujah, Virginia's reeling, hallelujah, springtime in St. Augustine again. Well, me and my friends go, hallelujah, run through the meadow, hallelujah, springtime in St. Augustine again. Everybody now, oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine again. Fishing hole, with a fishing hole just around again. I ain't seen a better day, I ain't seen a better day, and I don't know when. Oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine again. What do you think, Bob? Is growing, hallelujah. Yard needs mowing, hallelujah. Springtime in St. Augustine again. Well, I'm sitting here wishing, hallelujah. I was fishing, hallelujah. Springtime in St. Augustine again. Everybody sing, oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine again. With a fishing hole just around the bend, and I ain't seen a better day, and I don't know when. Oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine.
What do you say?
Oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine.
I can't again. Hear you.
Oh, it's springtime in St. Augustine. Great singing. Thank you very much.
Good it was singing. Springtime when we left. It kind of feels it's pushing us back into winter. Not that I'm complaining. This is really nice weather.
Beautiful. We appreciate everybody. Thank you, John Kay, for doing a great job out there. Making sure that we've got the 51st annual Florida Folk Festival. We appreciate you, and we'll be seeing you around the campus here, all around the park. Well, does anybody know who the Carter family are?
Well, I thought you might. I suspected there might be some people that knew that. I grew up in the southwestern corner of Virginia in Scott County, and while I didn't know much about it when I was growing up, I found out later that the Carter family were from that county. Of course, I grew up playing Carter family music and listening to Carter family music, but I never realized they were really just, people didn't make a big deal about it up there because they were just our neighbors. So I didn't realize until much later what an impact Carter family music has made on country music, traditional music, every kind of music all over the world. And so we're going to do what? Yeah, we just heard that June passed away, and that's sad, and we know that she's still singing somewhere and telling her big tales. We're going to do a pretty little song about floating down the Suwannee River in a canoe. It's a Carter family song called Winding Stream.
Oh, give to me a winding stream. It must not be too wide, where floating leaves of maple trees collide from either side. The water must be deep enough to float a small canoe with no one else but you. Do not disturb my awaking dream. The splendors of that winding stream flower in my canoe. Her eyes, they look me through. A maiden fair with golden hair looks very much like you. A maiden fair with golden hair looks very much like you. The sparkling trout beneath the bank doth leave his hiding place. Kingfisher from the bough above, so eager to give chase. The spreading branches overhead, the sunlight peeking through, and looking near at you. Do not disturb my awaking dream. The splendors of that winding stream flower in my canoe. Her eyes, they look me through. A maiden fair with golden hair looks very much like you. A maiden fair with golden hair looks very much like you. Winding stream, it must not be too wide, where floating leaves of maple trees collide from either side. The water must be deep enough to float a small canoe with no one else but you. Do not disturb my awaking dream, the splendors of that winding stream, flower in my canoe. Her eyes, they look me through. A maiden fair with golden hair. like you. A maiden fair with golden hair looks very much like you.
Wants to learn more about the Carter family, there's a really good book that came out last year called Will You Miss Me When I'm Gone? And it's really a delightful, easy book to read, and I would recommend reading it.
Even I read it.
Even Bob read it. We've all read it.
Yeah.
It's all right. A really good book.
The Bolick brothers, Bill and Earl Bolick, Blue Sky Boys, some people call them, did some great recording back in the 1930s. Late 30s, and we're going to do one of their songs. It's one called The Happy Sunny Side of Life. There's a sunny side where no ills be tied on the road that we must go. There are pleasant vales, verdant hills and dales where sweet flowers ever grow. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, sunny burden rolling dales where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails. Where the sunshine always lingers on the grand majestic hills of the happy sunny side of life. There are shady dales where no gladness dwells, where the clouds obstruct the view. But a brighter way, like the light of day, is awaiting now for you. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, sunny, fern rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails. Where the sunshine always lingers on the grand majestic hill of the happy, sunny side of life. Let us sing this song as we roll along. Let us banish care and strife, that the world may know as we onward go there's a sunny side of life. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, sunny, bird rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine we linger on the ground, just the hills of the happy, sunny side of life. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, sunny, bird rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine we linger on the ground, just the hills of the happy, sunny side of life. Yeah, yeah. We have some exciting news at our house. We have some new arrivals.
Eight of them, actually.
Oh, man.
Our girls are in the 4-H, and they decided they were going to do a unit on embryology. So?
Anybody want any chickens?
We recruited some supposedly fertile eggs and put them in an incubator. And not having a broody hen around, so they hatched out these chickens. We have 8 chickens in the living room now. Our cat is intrigued.
It's actually turned into cat television. And she sits there and watches them, trying to think how to get in there.
Fiddle tunes put them sound asleep. It's amazing. They play a tune and they just all lay down.
In fact, the very first one hatched when our youngest daughter was having a fiddle lesson from Bob. It's something about the music just made it want to get out of that shell.
He's a rooster, and his name is Old Joe Clark. Well, it's a whole lot different from when I was growing up and we were raising chickens, and My dad was he was a pretty good farmer, but we never had much luck with chickens. So he went up to the feed store and got a whole bunch of bought a bunch of chickens, you know, just to see you know, if we could have some luck with them and raise some of chickens so we could eat and get some eggs. And he brought those chickens home, and he plowed a furrow out there in the garden, and he planted every one of them, just put them down in there and tucked the dirt up around their necks, and looked pretty, real pretty, you know. And it's quite melodious out there, you know, and those chickens out there for a while. Got up the next morning, all those chickens were dead. Well, hey, my dad wasn't not to be deterred by, you know, failure. He was used to that, so he was a farmer. So he went back up to Broadwaters, and he got another box of chickens and took them home, and he figured, well, you know, maybe they don't grow like that. So he stuck them in feet up, you know, and it was a lot quieter.
He forgot to water them, I think.
Yeah, well, I think he had plenty of water there, you know, so he planted those chickens, and of course, you know, well, I hate to tell you, the next morning they were dead too. And so he heard about the extension agent up there in the little town, the county seat not far from where we lived, and he decided to go up there and see if he could give him any help. So he went up and explained what he had done and all the different methods of planting and how he had no success. And the extension agent thought there for a while and sort of, you know, kind of squinted, looked, and picked up a couple of books. And he said, "Ben, I think you're going to have to bring me in a soil sample."
Get it?
Okay, all right.
Well, I don't think they got that one.
This is an old Charlie Poole song. Teaches you how to spell and how to entertain at the same time. So you'll
school's
get this.
School's not quite over yet. So.
Children used to go. There lived a little fellow by the name of Ragtime Joe. One day the teacher called on the kids to spell a certain kind of a bird. That kind of bird was a chicken, and they could not spell the word. So the teacher called on Ragtime Joe to spell that bird for them. He did not hesitate a bit. This is the way he did begin. He said, "C, that's a way to begin. H, that's the next letter in. I, that is the third C. Put the season to the bird. K, we're filling in. E, getting near the end. C-H-I-C-K-E-N, that is the way to spell chicken." Johnson held a concert in the old schoolhouse one night. He hired a lot of fellers who could sing and could recite. But when they pulled the curtain back, Lord, everything went wrong. Till someone in the crowd called out, "Let's hear from Ragtime Joe." He sang them a ragtime jukin' tune, but it did not go so well. He said, "I guess I flopped on that, so I think I'll have to spell." And then he told the people how he had composed his chicken song. And when he sang the song for them, it took the crowd by storm. He said, "C, that's the way to begin. H, that's the next letter in. I, that is the third C. Put the C's to the bird. K, we're filling in. E, get near the end. C-H-I-C-K-E-N, that is the way to spell chicken." You spellers and chicken lovers, help us out here now. C, that's the way to begin. H, that's the next letter in. I, that is the third and C. Put the season to the bird. K, we're filling in. E, get near the end. C-H-I-C-K-E-N, that is the way to spell chicken. C-H-I-C-K-E-N, that is the way to spell chicken. All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Lance. Lance is our timekeeper, and yeah, let's get a little bit. We want to get the girls to help us sing. We'll finish up with a fiddle tune. One about dancing around. And at 12 o'clock, we're going to have an old time square dance up at the Heritage Stage. I'll be calling, teaching you some squares, some big circles, some line dances, some figures.
I'm going to sing too, actually.
And hope that y'all will join us. Do another one again at 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to be playing a couple times tomorrow on Sunday. We're going to do a little fiddle. Old time, the old, first old time string band was the fiddles and the banjos. So we got two fiddle players and I'm going to try to hold the banjo part down here. So it's one called Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss. Ready? That road's always dark and cloudy. Every time I see my girl, always tell her howdy.
Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, almost drive me crazy.
There's 16 horses in my team, the leader he is blind. Going down old Rock Hill, go see that gal of mine.
Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, almost drive me crazy.
Now hitch old Morgan in the lead, dive in behind. I'm going down old Rock Hill, go see that gal of mine. Thank you very much, Bob Parsons, Joy DeLay. I'm Tom Bledsoe. We're Skin and Bones. Thank you very much.